have to be careful with play action with them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they do a great job of tying into play action with the run. They get you playing run, and get you coming up, you know, playing the run and then try to throw one behind you. And a lot of their play actions match protection, so they've been able to protect the quarterback and, you know, take shots down the field.
How did you like the way it looked last week with McCray and then Grotz coming in a little bit for him?
Well, it was good. We thought Dwayne did a great job of, you know, preparing himself during the week and deserved the opportunity along with Demetrius to play. And I think it was 34-18, the rep, somewhere in that area. And, you know, so they both have done a good job this week. You know, they're unselfish guys. And, you know, Dwayne had a tough situation, but he handled it great as a professional, and, you know, he did a good job in the game.
Three running backs, any of them more dangerous than the others?
You know what, it's amazing. If you look at the stats, they're almost identical. They are different type backs. Tate is a downhill, you know, guy. Crowell, he likes to get outside, and the other rookie, he likes to bounce around a little bit inside. So there's three different styles that you have to be aware of, and, you know, we addressed it with the defense, and hopefully they, you know, they've taken to it, you know, trying to get the scout team running back to do the three different styles is a little tougher than, you know, one or two styles. But they do a good job of mixing them in.
Would you like to have a guy at that corner spot, or do you mind having...
Oh, no, competition to me is always great. It always helps improve the play of the players that are involved in it. So, you know, anytime you have excellent opportunity to create a situation of competition, I think it's really good.
When you see an offensive line that's got to be reshuffled this week without Alex Mack, does that change your attack?
Well,
look at a group of guys and say that's a...
Yeah, I think anytime you lose a player the caliber of Mack, I mean that's a problem, you know, compared to what you have had. So I think that, you know, obviously we want to go ahead and look at that situation and see what possibly we could do. But that's a tough situation for them as far as losing a player of that caliber.
Second league in sacks, 16 points last week, 10 points allowed the week before. What's the next step for this group? Because it seems like they're playing okay the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks we feel like we've gotten better, but we need takeaways. You know, we need to get takeaways. As coaches, you're always looking for the things that you need to do better. You usually don't talk about things that are going well. But our guys, you know, they have a great attitude. They come to work every day, and, you know, they're looking to get better. But takeaways is a big part of something. And last week we got better on our third downs. We were not happy with third down before that. Last week we got better, so hopefully we can stack up another one in that area.
In your household, is Babbage Bowl as big as the Manning Bowl?
Well, in our household it is. I don't know about your household, but in my household it's as big as the Manning, you know. So, yeah, it's you know, I'm just proud of my son. He's a good kid, and he's done a good job. I hear a lot of good feedback about, you know, the progression that he's made through the coaching ranks. So it's fun. You know, come on now, Vito. You know she's rooting for me, you know. But unless we win, then she gets mad at me, you know, because we beat her son. You know?